This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, April 20th. While cattle markets continue to find pressure, just a steady drip of selling in this market, and we pushed below a swing low in the feeder cattle market. So that, I think, you know, if you weren't convinced before that we had seen our seasonal high, I think that should do it. We closed above that swing low though from a couple months ago, so at least that would suggest that perhaps this market has found some sort of a mini washout bottom and should see a bounce, some sort of correction here. But I think longer term, the markets are just going to continue to work their way lower into the summer, and that's kind of a normal seasonal pattern for live cattle. We've been on alert for that for quite a while. I kind of got head faked here in mid-March. We had a nice sell signal there. That would have been at the early part of your seasonal window. And then the market took one more run up in early April. But I do think that we have found our seasonal highs. And we want to look to be selling rallies when we get them. And I think after the kind of push down that we had yesterday, and then the snap back on the close, that probably we'll get here 2 or 3 days maybe of a correction. And then again, start to work your way lower again. The cash trade last week was about steady with the previous week. It looks like the Fed trade averaged around 122. That's still up 20 bucks from where we were a year ago. Dressed trade at 196 was up 1 on the week and up 38 from a year ago. Dressed weights at 830 pounds is unchanged on the week and up 14 from a year ago. Rib prices at 468, up 16 on the week and up 186 from a year ago. 90% trimmings at 236, that's up 2 on the week, down 5 from a year ago. Year to date, federally inspected slaughters running down 0.4%, cow slaughters down 1.1%, dressed weights are up 1.3% from a year ago, and beef production is up 0.9%. These are all compared to a year ago. The box beef values yesterday were fairly quiet. Choice was up 12 cents. We're at 276. Select was up 3 cents at 269. The spread was up 9 cents. We're sitting at 704. Movement 91 loads. Slaughter rates picking up a little bit, 119,000 head on Monday. That's 7,000 more than the previous week. And it's up about 33,000 from a year ago. So obviously a year ago is way skewed, those numbers, but it's kind of interesting to compare anyway. The feeder cattle index starting to see some consistent slipping there as well. They're down another 155 at 140.13. That follows yesterday being down 62. That's a fourth day in a row that the index has been down. And we're down about $4 from where we were a week ago. So that's part of the pressure, obviously, stemming to the feeder cattle futures, is you see the cash auction yard starting to see some pressure. And I'm sure that a lot of it that is coming from the northern plains, where you just see cattle moving off in droves into the auction yards. The drought across the north is intense, and it doesn't look like it's getting any better. Producers are making decisions that they've got to, you know, lower the herd size, lower their numbers, and get that done before they get busy in the field. So that's what's happening. Good grazing conditions in the south are helping to offset some of this pressure. Of course, demand is there for grazing calves. Thank goodness. Thank goodness they have a place to go. But again, normally you would see that demand carry the market upward into early May, but because of the drought in the north and the movement out of the north, that is putting a lid on the markets, and I think that's contributing to the pressure that we've seen primarily over the last week in feeder cattle in particular. In live cattle, it just looks like the retailers are done buying for the spring demand season. We expect that it will be good demand, and hopefully, you know, the virus gets under control, and that would certainly accelerate demand at the restaurants, of course, and even just backyard grilling. But you know, that remains to be seen. But I think your seasonal highs are in. You want to be selling rallies. We've had a pretty significant break in the feeder cattle. It's about a $11 break here just in the last week and a half. So it's not taken a lot of time to do some damage to the market. And and confirm, I think, our seasonal highs in both lives and feeders. So that's what we want to do. We want to be selling the rallies, kind of preparing for more pressure into the summer and likely into the fall. Obviously, if this drought continues, feed grain prices will continue to rally, and you're just not going to have grass. Hay prices will rise significantly, and I think you'll just see more herd liquidation as you work your way through the summer, and certainly as you get into late summer when you will be out of grass, even if you have a little bit now, if the rains don't come, pastures are going to be hurting much sooner than normal. So this is could be an ongoing thing, the drought forcing herd liquidation and keeping pressure on the markets and filling feedlots, and that would keep pressure on, of course, your live cattle markets through the winter. And so that's kind of what we're looking at. And it sure doesn't seem like the trajectory is going to change anytime soon. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.